We are entering into it. If you look up the Yugas or anything, we are going out of the Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, supposedly on this date today, December 21st, at 11:11 GMT time. We moved successfully from the Iron Age now into the Bronze Age, and things supposedly will get better. Now, I've got tonight my guests for the second hour are Vinnie Eastwood from New Zealand and the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Vinnie Eastwood, are you there? No, he's turning on his... Okay, he is back.
All right, Vinnie.
Welcome back to this dimension. How are you in New Zealand?
It's really sweaty. I must confess, Karen, I'm not even wearing a shirt.
Did you lose it?
No. I deliberately cast it aside because it is too fracking steamy.
Too steamy?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those nice humid summer New Zealand days where it's like at 90% humidity, and it's kind of like a dog being driven mad by fleas.
Are you talking about the whole 2012 thing or just you personally right now?
No, that's just me personally. Also fighting off a mild hangover from the previous evening.
That's right. Because it's the 22nd now. We just finished talking to Alan and Stephen, who are waiting, along with Detlef, to see just what will happen within these 3 days afterwards. So you're already coming to us from the future in day two. Vinnie, what have you noticed about 2012?
That it's just the same as any other year. Scumbaggery gets committed. Certain people die. Certain people live. And the scumbaggery is not entirely defeated, so we live to fight another day.
So no big aha moments over there in your part of the world. Nothing that was out of the ordinary came through on this.
Well, in terms of aha moments, presidential speeches, they make me go, aha! People think what they're saying is real.
Ah, 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 ah.
Oh, oh my God. Oh,
so they're listening to us, huh?
No. It's more like an OMG moment, like, oh, how can people be this stupid? Yeah, you know, you ask the question, just how dumb have we gotten? And the answer is very... You know, by comparison to previous generations, you know, you see some of these little tests that they take and they give them to, like, five-year-olds. They outwit me in the first question. You know, it is humbling to even have an inkling of just how dumb I am by comparison, by how much smarter I could be. I think we've all been drinking the fluoride. We've all been watching the mind control television for at least some point part of our lives. You know, we're all being poisoned in some way, shape, or form. No wonder. We're like a primitive subset species that is now completely dependent on machines. And that kind of realization I've come to over 2012, that I'm completely dependent. Utterly. Consider myself a 100% complete and total slave. Except, unfortunately, actually fortunately, instead of being a slave directly and only to the New World Order military-industrial complex, I'm also a slave to my listenership, who, you know, give me subscriptions and things like that that get me through the day. That's the best part of all of 2012, I think, is that I have, for the first time in my life, been able to garner enough support financially to simply survive without tearing my hair out every week, stressing out about how the bills are going to get paid. Now all the bills get paid, even though it's right up to the wire or something like that. Somehow, everything is resolving itself by just me wanting it to, just me willing it to. And people are coming in this way and that way. They bring me food, they bring me coffee, they bring me... You know, that's the favorite part about 2012 for me, is it just feels like I've suddenly become so much more connected with everybody. This December 21st, 2012, the only thing it's proven to me is that a whole bunch of people believe in stuff that they don't have any idea about whether or not it's real, because they haven't actually looked at any of the subset primary evidence themselves. They've simply gone on the words of somebody else who they haven't even accredited anyway.
We definitely have to start doing our own homework and find out what dimension we're in. And right now I want to find out what dimension my other guest is in, Bob Tuscan from the intelhub.com. Bob Tuscan, what dimension are you coming from?
Well, Karen, I'm calling from Dimension Party Land, to be honest. People are celebrating this change. Hold on, let me get past this nice, conscious reggae music. You know how I love reggae music, Karen. Oh, my. I'm multitasking. Yeah, I got friends here. I'm carrying a bunch of stuff into the party, and I'm doing international radio at the same time, Karen. So let me mute, and I'll be with you guys in just a second, all right?
All right.
This is Bob's BeerRunRadio.com.
He's coming from us from the buzz direction.
It was coming out of both directions. At first I kind of heard it out of both ears as well. You know, it's like the party of 2012 is all around us.
There you go. Well, I've heard about
this. In fact, I have already had my December 21st party, and this the same thing will happen to you, or maybe some people. First of all, barely anybody's going to turn up because it's the holidays. Everybody's coming away for their holidays, or they can't afford to go anywhere anyway because they're so broke because of the Obama economy. Or in New Zealand, the John Key Prime Sinister economy, one of the two. And secondly, people will say, well, it's not the 2012 of the morning that the end of the world's supposed to happen. Maybe it's supposed to be at 11 o'clock. Or, maybe it's not supposed to be at 11 o'clock. Maybe it's supposed to be on December 22nd. As soon as December 21st ends, that's when the end of the world is going to happen. It's not going to end. Just party and have fun. Party like it's 1999, as they say. We should have been doing this the whole time. You know, I wanted to have... I celebrated the fact that I had an excuse to have some kind of a party or of some description so that we could have some fun.
That's my husband shaking up ice cubes in the background, getting ready for more nog. We decided, man, we finally made it, and I don't know about you, Vinny, but I've all of my life, and I'm 60, so I've got an edge on you there in terms of Earth years, but I've heard about 2012, and I've looked into the other side. I've looked into trying to be peaceful. I still enjoy being peaceful. I think that's the best way. It doesn't mean that I don't defend myself. It doesn't mean that I condone action that harms. It just means that I don't have to take it so personally. I don't have to make it a burden, and I don't have to get into worrying so much about what other people think or say. As long as I focus on trying to be the best that I can, they're entitled to their opinion. But we've heard so many different predictions. Vinny, I know that you have interviewed many people about this date tonight. Do you care to share some of the predictions that you've heard that are or are not coming true?
Okay. First of all the predictions have not come true. Okay, it's already December 22nd. Whatever predictions there were, none of them have come true. So let's just get that out of the way. And the predictions themselves are numerous and quantitative. They range from some house slipping into a fifth-dimensional state where you can experience all time and reality and see everybody's auras, and we all start clasping our ethereal hands and singing Kumbaya with a new golden age. Two, a new king being crowned that will rule over the whole world in a world government. To a giant planet will somehow come and strike us or come within burning distance and somehow crack the Earth like an eggshell and send tsunamis and volcanic activity over everything. And also, what was the other one? Oh yes, some kind of a comet might hit us. Or, even better yet, and I think this might be the only one that has come true, come to think. It's an enormous psychological operation that has manipulated everybody and distracted them. Meanwhile, the New World Order, who started up this whole nonsense about 2012 for the first place and manipulating people, has got a whole lot of very important measures that they're going to physically implement no matter what happens in the celestial universe.
And are doing it right now. Okay, folks, that's the music. We'll be right back, and we'll check back in after this break with Bob Tuscan in the party zone. Stay tuned. I am so glad that we almost made it. Actually, we have made it. This is December 21st, 2012. Although, we've got to check and see, like, what zone again. Bob, the party zone, what dimension is that?
What's that, Karen?
I said the party zone you're coming from, what dimension are you in? Third, fourth,
fifth? Well, I believe it's the third dimension. You know, I've been asking various guests and people that I know that are into this kind of New Agey stuff, and I'm not putting it down. I don't want to poo-poo it altogether. I keep an open mind. I try to use critical thinking. I don't try to be one of those guys that says, oh, it's just because it's something that, you know, is out of our immediate grasp, you know, that it's somehow kooky or science fiction. I do see that there's all sorts of things that we don't know about. You know, at one point we thought the Earth was flat, but I kept asking them, I say, what does it actually feel like if you're trying to convince me from a third dimensional perspective? What does fourth dimension and fifth dimension ascension actually translate to physically? In other words, how would it appear to us? How would we experience it? Would things be different? Would I have some sort of extra consciousness? And nobody has been able to explain to me what exactly ascending to the fourth or fifth dimension translates to. Do you have an answer for me by chance?
I was hoping Vinny did.
I could take a shot at it.
All
essentially,
right,
if you transform them into fifth dimension, you got these things called radio waves that are everywhere. But you can't see them because they're outside of visible light. But allegedly, if you somehow transform into this magical fifth dimension, you're transcending both the third and the second and the fourth dimensions of time and space. And you're able to experience virtually anything you want that's available in past, present, or future, or in any place. Essentially, it's like becoming a god, more or less, omnipotence, all-knowing, all-seeing, etc. That's how I've interpreted it.
Well, that's interesting. And when you consider the fact that the certain occult sickos that we're trying to bring awareness against, or towards, rather, you know, they are all into transhumanism. So what does it mean from a transhumanist perspective? And, you know, they consider themselves to be gods also. You know, this is a part of their occult belief. So, you know,
well,
I wonder.
Didn't Crowley say people couldn't enter the New Age unless they had a Luciferian initiation?
He most certainly did say something along those lines. Him and his other good friend. What's the guy's name? Barbara Bush? Have you guys heard that before, that Crowley's daughter or granddaughter is Barbara Bush?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Didn't research into it.
All right, we are having fun here now. I have to do this for my husband, who's been telling me for months now, all along, okay, when 2012 happens and nothing happens, are you finally going to give up? Are you going to recognize you've been had?
You can't give up, Karen, because it's not about 2012, all right? And I think that, you know, there's a lot more going on. And that regardless, the powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them, they're getting ready for something. They're building underground bunkers. The various agencies have bought tons of hollow tip bullets. They're building these arcs. That's something I wanted to talk about, these arcs that are literally out of the movie 2012. You know, that whole premise in that movie is very interesting, and I wonder how much is
We watched that 2012 movie last night at my 21st party.
Did you?
It's the 22nd tonight, yeah.
Yeah, it's the 22nd tonight, you know.
How did you survive?
Like, New Zealand's already over. Hey, you know what the most scariest thing that happened over 2012 was?
What's that?
Half the world was bathed in darkness.
Well, supposedly we're supposed to have a couple nights of darkness.
A couple days of darkness, rather.
Of course, nights dark.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it depends how you view the reign of Barack Obama, like how many thousands of days of darkness have we been under?
We have four more years of darkness in that case.
Four more years of darkness. You're supposed to sit around next to the fireplace, duct tape the windows so that the Obama demons don't come through the door and get you and your family. Say prayers and sing.
And by talking about darkness and Barack Obama, we are not making racist comments, folks. I want
exactly
you to know
what I was going to say.
All I'm doing is referencing him that he's the son of Satan, all right? You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Why do you got to pull the race card? Or, I mean, the Satan card.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. And have you noticed, like, if I had a conversation with a guy in a cafe one time, and I was talking about the technical issue of using white propaganda, which is using the truth to convince people of a certain point of view, versus black propaganda, which is you to use lies to represent a certain point of view. He says, well, that's racist. And I say, well, how is it racist? It's no more racist than describing a black or a white car. And he says, well, a car's an inanimate object. And I say, well, so is propaganda. You know, so a lot of people get upset over things where it wasn't even mentioned, and it's their own mind that creates an offence where no offence was intended. And it slows people's conversations right up and forces them to explain themselves and go over and over again. And we get nowhere. It's called infighting and dividing and conquering. Thank you very much.
Very true. All right, folks, we're going to be right back after these next breaks. If you have a question or comment for Bob Tustin or Vinnie Eastwood, the number is 877-342-6673. We'll be right back, stuck here still in the third dimension. All right, who is it now knocking at my door? How many people will be knocking at my door to do some backpedaling on many predictions? We're talking here in the background, and again, I have to say, my husband has been rubbing it in all day. He is partying, feeling very vindicated.
Ooh, I like rubbing it in.
But also...
rubbing it in like a preventative
cream. Who are out there... that some of the people out there really do need to change their tunes. Vinny was talking about that as well. Bob, what do you think about the people who are out there who've really been talking about what's coming down? What do you think really is happening today, Bob?
Well, I know that the trend is if it doesn't hit the fan, to push back the date. So, you know, a couple of years ago, they had that Harold camping guy or whatever. And the end of the world did not happen, but they just pushed back the date. So I hope, first of all, I want to make this clear. I hope nobody out there spent all their money on their credit cards and did a whole bunch of stuff they were going to regret before tonight. And I hope nobody out there drank the Kool-Aid.
I did.
You did, Vinny? Leave it to Vinny Eastwood.
Well, that's because I was broke, man.
Well, you got.
Because
I mean,
of
we're
the,
going off
because of all the massive inflation we've experienced in 2012.
Exactly, exactly. And we're going off the fiscal cliff, Karen. As you know, here we go. We're taking a nosedive off the fiscal cliff. What's really going on, though? What's really going on is obviously not what's getting the bulk of the attention from the masses out there today. There is a Federal Reserve central banking cartel that operates all around the world and is pulling the strings. And there is warmongers out there that want to continue the military-industrial complex. All this stuff your listeners know. What's going on is that today, in my neck of the woods anyways, they were not spraying chemtrails. So we got a little bit of a break. But, you know, they're probably spraying in your neck of the woods if they're not spraying in mine. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. What's going on is that as we speak, somebody's drinking a diet soda. Somebody's giving their kid some fluoride. Somebody's vaccinating their children. That's what's really going on in my eyes. And maybe it's just me, but regardless of the specific threat, the thing that's going to bring us this apocalypse that we're all ready to get over with, we should get prepared. So my thing is, Karen, and I'm very pragmatic in this sense, you don't need a 2012 scenario, a Mayan calendar scenario, or, you know, fill in the blank in order to get prepared. I still think that people should get prepared. And what happens is they say, well, nothing happened now, so maybe everything is all right. And they go further back in their sleep, and that's what I see as a vulnerability.
I agree, Bob. You know, we're going to take a call now. Stephen from Oregon, welcome, Coast, to the program. What thoughts would you like to add tonight?
Oh, hi, Karen. I got two topics, and I promise to be brief. One's a little bit off, but it just excited me. I saw an article on mainstream, like Yahoo or something. I don't want to get into detail, but, you know, gun grabber things. But there were thousands, and I go, oh, man, it was sick. I'll tell you, 10-year-old gorilla writes Obama. Some of you may have seen it. 10-year-old gorilla writes Obama, my brother died. Please take all the guns away, you know. And then I read articles, and there were like 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 of them, you know. And all of them were saying, this is ridiculous. This is stupid. You know, mainstream media, leave them alone. Leave our guns alone. I mean, I didn't know what I was going to read when I read the comments because I never read mainstream news. I mean, 80% of the comments were saying, mainstream news is wrong. They shouldn't be doing this. Keep our guns. And it was just exciting to me. Because I saw the article and it made my heart, I'm going, what a friggin' lies, you know? And then I just saw how many people fell through the lie. I was very impressed, you know?
Good.
And
you know what?
What
I find is interesting is that sometimes you get a false sense of reality because it's the people who see through the lie who actually care enough to comment, and there'll be tens of thousands of other people who are just stupid and don't really care who don't leave comments.
Exactly.
That's true, too. That's true, too. No, that's good. But at least I saw, oh, no, that's a very good one. I didn't think about that. That's very good. And,
yeah, every silver lining has a dark cloud.
Right, right. And so then I'll leave you with this. I can listen offline. I don't want, you guys are awesome. You're so fun to listen to, so I want to get right off the line here. Is the other one I wanted to say real quickly is, I listened to I've been saying this on the chat room. I listened to the interview with David Icke and Alex Jones today. And I just thought it was amazing. It's all the stuff you guys are talking about, and they're really good at it, too. So I guess I wondered what your guests think about. I'm not going to talk about Alex Jones, but I wonder what your guests. I'm going to go with David Icke on this one because Alex Jones has, you know, that's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about, I mean, I like him and stuff. He's kind of okay, but he can really be. We can get into arguments about that, so why don't we just stick with David Icke?
Well, let me ask you, I know this is just a rumor, but I heard that during the course of the interview that David Icke actually shapeshifted. Is this true?
No, I didn't hear anything like that.
Okay, so he didn't shapeshift into a reptilian?
Okay, so what you're telling me already, and I don't need to listen, is you think that David Icke probably isn't.
I'm not saying that. I have to joke because we're having a good time tonight. That's the mood. Nobody is our savior, and we need to take a look at all the information. Whether it's David Icke and he's shape shifting, information is still information, and we got to keep an open mind and use critical thinking. So I don't poo poo any of these characters, for lack of a better term.
Okay, now I've got your who is I just speaking to.
That was Bob Tuscan, yeah.
That was Bob. Okay, now what is the, you have another guest. What does he have to say?
Vinny Eastwood.
Vinny, what do you have to say about
David Icke? And I don't know. I didn't hear this this interview with it. And you say that they were just saying the same thing that we're saying?
Oh man, I'm listening to him.
About how all the new ages kind of need to start backpedaling.
I think he's miles ahead of both of you. I'm just being honest because, you know, the other guest was very honest with me, so I should be able to be honest back. I think they're miles ahead of the Bob, you know, but I want to know what do you think, Vinny?
Well, what are you talking about miles ahead of me? Is this a competition?
No, I was just saying what I got from Bob that David Icke was a shapeshifter. Yes, he talked about that 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago or something. And if you looked into it, you'd understand what he's talking about. But you just go off on the shapeshifter like people go off on gun rights and stuff. You don't do any research.
Actually, I clarified my position, sir. I was joking.
Okay.
Yeah. See, now, but one person was joking, another person didn't know he was joking, and then they got angry, and then they had to realize that they were joking. You know, this is it's just this back and forth. But let me tell you about David Icke, okay? If you want to listen to me, I'm the first New Zealander to have spoken at a David Icke conference when he came here to New Zealand. I had him on for my show for 2 hours, I think back in May, and we just basically had a great time. And there's so many elements to his research that, honestly, I doubt anybody who has looked at a David Icke lecture from myself to most people have actually gone into every single element that he raises in an attempt to back them up or discredit them one way or another. So what I do is, in light of that, because I don't have the full facts and the debunking and the pro and the negative side on each and every element based on his conclusions, I simply allow it to be in the realm of possibility, okay? So let's say it might be possible that there's some kind of non-human entity that's a sort of invoking demon possession among the elite. I could be open to that, but I don't know.
Exactly.
I haven't captured one of these creatures. I haven't tortured them to see if they will shapeshift in front of me. I haven't cut off one of their fingers to see if it will grow back.
All right, wait, I hear the music in the background. We're going to have to take a break now and be right back. Stephen, if you hang on, we'll address, we'll let Vinny finish answering you right when we come back, and then we're going to just finish up here on December 21st of 2012 on Karen's Corner, Wide Awake News. All right. Oh, do you feel it? Do you feel it? I feel it. I feel like it is the 21st of December, and it's just beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Vinny, I think you were finishing up here for Stephen, so go for it.
Yeah, okay. A tendency for people to really attack the people that are in well-visible spectrum, okay? So the only reason why you have so many people criticizing David Icke is because everybody who knows who David Icke is. And the only reason why maybe people get really ticked off, like there was this Jesse Ventura video where he was, trying to get David Icke to show him a reptilian, where can I find one, that kind of thing, and he sort of stormed off and called him an a-hole. And that kind of behavior, a lot of truthers, doesn't sit right. I can guarantee you we've all done something a hell of a lot worse than that to somebody who just kind of, if you're not in the mood for it. Not to mention the fact that David Icke's touring all the time, frequently doing like 11-hour lectures and things of that nature, exhausted as hell, and has to maintain a cool on top of all of that, considering he's getting it all done. I don't know. You know, you've got to make allowances for absolutely everybody. And he, at the end of the day, is he doing harm? Okay, has he ever attacked somebody or assaulted them or stolen property, sabotaged business interests, things of that nature? I could name names and tell you people in the truth movement who have, that would shock you, who have done like literal criminal acts upon other truthers in the movement. David Icke, one of them. You know, my mother has a saying. It's called the nine-fingered point. For every one finger you point at somebody else, you get about nine pointing back at you. You know, could you handle the same workload? Could you handle the same pressure? You know, put yourself into somebody else's shoes. But at the same time, of course, you've got to acknowledge the fact that, hey, most of the time, nobody knows what they're talking about. I doubt at any point through history that anybody has had it all figured out. Some people come close and just miss it by that much. And they're still wrong. Like Einstein said, if only one tiny, minuscule part of one of my theories isn't supported, then the whole theory is bunk. That's all
I'm
saying.
We've got a lot of people tonight who are looking at theories they've been espousing, who are with egg on their faces, I believe, hard-boiled egg. Steve, do you have any final comments there before
Oh, no, it was all good, and thanks, Benny. And, yeah, we do kind of got to watch, you know, everybody, and they're going to make mistakes when they're talking so long and different things like that. And I just kind of wanted to see what they felt like about there is a group of people that may be a little bit not as normal as we are, or not as normal as the average person, or maybe something that comes from almost a different dimension. And I just want to say again to both your guests and yourself, Karen, is I can send this to you. I'm sure they'll make a video of it, a YouTube video of it. But the interview I heard today sounded just very close to exactly what you guys are talking about, and I thought it was kind of cool. And I appreciate both of your guests because they're sharing the same stuff, maybe in a little different way, but they're sharing the same stuff. And so I just wanted to promote that video today because I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So, folks,
nothing new under the sun.
Taking my call.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, sorry if I was a little bit on ours. All right, bye bye.
Cheers.
Bye, Stephen. Thank you very much. All right, now for the end of the program tonight, I have a recording that I did years ago in a whole different lifetime when I was bartending, and I was asked by Joe Hackney to be on one of his Christmas albums. So I would like to play that for the people who've been asking me to sing. I also want to thank you first, Bob Tuscan. Do you have any final thoughts here on 2012 before we sign off and let you go? Bob. Did you already sign it? Bob, what dimension are you in? Bob. Maybe Bob is already in
he's
that.
He's in the AT&T Mossad dimension. Hey, I reckon, all the New Agers have been saying that something was going to happen on 2012 and you didn't have the evidence, but you kept telling people about it anyway. Now that it's not happening anymore, you need to radically change your fracking tune in every single sense of the word. Otherwise, in my eyes, you're no longer credible, period.
We definitely have some people to look to. I am going to be curious to see what David Wilcox will be talking about. Also, you know, Drake, we heard from Drake about all the help that we were going to get. There are so many different people who were going to come save us. And so far, I think it's up to us saving ourselves. Would you agree, Vinny?
I'm sick of moving the goalposts. I'm going to go in for the touchdown.
There you go. Now, Bob, are you there at all? Bob? I guess not. Well, Vinny, thank you. This is just an obscure recording, the Joe Hackney's Cool Side of Yuletide. He had one key that the charts were written in for I'll Be Home for Christmas, and I went for it. So, folks, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy the 21st. No more live recordings or no more live broadcasts here until the 26th, the day after Christmas. So then we'll have Carrie Lutz, possibly Diana Everett Snyder. Stay tuned, and Merry Christmas. Take care of yourselves. Think for yourselves. Time to wake up. Thank you very much, Brett. And I think right now we're going to go. Merry Christmas, folks. Ho, ho, ho.
Three-minute segment to go here. The recording is not working.
Called dead air.
Well, we can talk later. You can laugh about this because it definitely was a bit higher than I would have liked it. But, Brett, I'm good to roll with a song if you are. Good night. the Lag Band. That was take two. A little high, but it was fun.
A little high, were you?
No, if I had been high, I probably would have...
No, sorry to trap you like that, Karen.
It's all right. I walked into it, you know. Well, it would have been just a little bit lower here.
What else do you expect to happen when you walk into a music studio?
That's right. No, it was very fun. So at least it's also a part of the holiday songs that don't have anything religious in there. So I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas, Vinny, and that Santa brings you everything you want.